Good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Carroll, CBS News, of WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Ruth Sandbiston on The Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Kemp.
Thanks for watching this week's NC Spin.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser.
Hi, y'all. Well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard,
and Jim Reed,
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Ennis standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. For the nocturne, we send as...
This is Bill Schultz.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dale here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Hey, everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters. WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raw.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Raley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
All right, well, there's a good chunk right there of the history of WPTF in 3 minutes. Worked with a lot of those people, knew some, didn't get a chance to work with others, but knew them. And you know, some went on to networks, you know, the NBC, CBS. So really, really sopping all the history. And so coming up this, we're celebrating our 40th anniversary of the Weekend Gardener this year. And by golly, I'll, my 50th anniversary at WPTF is coming up in April, and very. Very proud to have been part of this thing. So you're welcome to give us a call at 919-860-9783. We'll see if we can get away from food a little bit and talk a little more gardening. And so many people stopping by this morning. But it's nice fellowship and seeing people who listen. But it's nice to talk to them, too. But 919-860-9783. 919-860-WPTF. I don't know where Phil went. There's Phil over there.
She's telling this lady about the Weekend Gardener.
And oh, okay.
About how to listen in and
well,
the magazine
over,
and all
she's
that
over
that
there
stuff.
Cuddled up whispering. So I don't know. She's not.
I think they're talking gardening.
She's not trumpeting our. Hey, Phil. Hey, Phil, get over here and talk gardening here.
She's trying to gain a new listener, Mike.
Well, that's fine. We put listener right on the air with her question. No, I know you just you're just talking and you got to solve some problems here. Who's our listener? or potential listener. Hey, Judy. Now, you like the fritter, huh? No, that's what Doug, that's what Gomer a Goober says. Judy. Surprise, yeah. That. That is. Yeah. Well, you've missed 40 years of the show, so technically 80, but. Yeah. Yeah, come on out. That'd be good.
Oh.
Yeah, you need to go to Campbell Road. You need to go. Yeah. You need to shop local because the local people know exactly what you need to plant and how to plant. And
that's right. And if you've never been out in a couple months, we're going to have tons of plants here. If you're new to the area,
that's so. Right. There are a lot of vendors out here. I mean, mm-hmm. the whole building number two.
Yes. So a lot of local plantsmen that'll be able to help you out. Are you new to the area?
Not new.
Okay.
I don't.
How do I say? I don't know about gardening nearby. So I just get my plants from Home Depot or Lowe's. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we've got a lot of great plantsmen in the area that
That's
can
right.
definitely
People
help you out.
People that've grown them here.
Yes, and a lot of good advice. These folks will be able to help you out. And Phil is definitely a number one and is in the area to be able to help. And tune into this show every Saturday morning because they give all kinds of gardening advice. And
if you have a question,
that's right. If you have a question, you call in and they'll help you out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Judy's from Taiwan.
Okay.
Yeah, originally from Taiwan. And the reason why we came here is because my husband relocated his job.
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Well, do you like it here?
Yes.
Yeah, except for this weather this week, maybe. I don't know.
especially the weather.
Yeah.
The door is too cold.
Well, we do have hot weather, too. We have a potpourri, I would say, of
weather. Summer. But compared with Taiwan, there's nothing.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah, there are some extremes there. But we have the mountains and the coast of North Carolina. Have you been to either end of the state to check that out?
Yes, I travel a lot.
You like that? Do they have mountains in Taiwan?
Oh, yeah, quite hilly, especially in the middle of the Taiwan. The highest is about 4,000.
Okay, yeah, we have mountains that high. We have Mount Mitchell, which is over 5,000, and that's the highest mountain peak. East of the Mississippi, so beautiful mountains. But we're so glad. We hope you will that you will tune in.
Oh, thanks.
And if you will come next week, this is the address.
Yeah.
Okay, definitely.
Give the address, Phil. Tell us the address.
It's 2804 Campbell Road, and it is Raleigh 27606.
Okay, thank you.
Well, look forward to seeing you.
Okay, thanks.
This is Judy, and I'll talk with you.
And if she ever watches the Andy Griffith show, she'll know what I meant by Judy.
All right. And Rufus has got another treat over here, I believe.
How about oysters? I just had one. Good for you.
All right.
Let's see if you can do it.
All right, now.
He just had that one.
That won't do you any good.
Well, why didn't you put it in your pocket?
Rufus being Rufus.
Oh, wait a minute here.
He done it. Now
Chris, you want one?
That'll put a step in you.
That'll
good.
Cure what ails you.
Absolutely.
And so local seafood, everybody's probably wondering what's going on. We have local seafood just stopped by with some oysters, and Rufus dove right in.
And Michael just dove in?
Yes. And
Chris Hook's getting ready to. by the way, Michael.
Put hair on top of your head.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's nice. We have in our.
You're a gardener. Nice.
Michael, we have in our midst here a new initiate coming up for the Chitlin Club. one of our listeners here, and we want to welcome him. He's here every, he comes to see us a lot, and come tell us that you're getting looking forward to the Chitlin Club, but don't divulge any secrets.
That's right. It's
it is a very secret organization.
Yep.
Well, I don't know a lot about the secrets at this point, so I really can't divulge anything.
Well, I know, but you could certainly.
Thank you.
Accidentally. I mean, you could certainly suppose.
All right, I just need to learn the secret handshake and the high sign and all that stuff.
Not necessarily there. but you could learn other things.
Oh, yeah. So. But, tell me your name and radio mic. I'm Dave from Raleigh. I call in somewhat regularly with crazy questions for my wife.
Your wife is not crazy, though.
It's actually her birthday today, so.
Happy birthday! Well, what's her first name?
Her name is Jill. Jill's all right. From Raleigh, she's a caller.
Sing happy birthday. Let Rufus sing.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jill.
Jill.
Happy birthday to you.
How about that?
Excellent.
Big Dave, she gonna like that, isn't she?
He said, excellent. He's sucking up to the great one.
Oh, yeah, he certainly is. He already knows how to do it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. Dave, thank you, buddy, yeah. And happy birthday. I hope you all have a – so I hope she's sleeping and relaxing right now.
After that, she's probably awake.
Yeah, that certainly was a good alarm for her. But it was very alarming, wasn't it? Okay.
So Local Seafood slipped me a little note here with some of the fresh products they have down there today from the coast. And they've got bluefin tuna, oysters, tilefish, sea bass, and sea scallops, amongst other things. And so they brought these oysters, and I believe they left another one there, Rufus, if you want to indulge.
One a day for me.
And great folks. They have wonderful fresh seafood every week, and you can check them out on their website. You can place pre-orders from the list that they're going to be, I guess you could say, the catch of the week. You can always check that out.
Right.
And a lot of great folks.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's amazing that it's already 10:19. I can't believe it.
I can't either.
Time flies when you're having fun, as the saying goes.
We do. We just have way too. Way. Uh-oh. We got a 45-second warning.
I heard that. That sounds like military.
One of these flaming hot feasts are going to explode, I'm afraid. They have mealworms all over the. What are you eating there, Rufus?
Oh, my gosh. Is that wonderful?
I'm going to pass. I've had an oyster.
That's some of that old-fashioned Christmas candies, which we say Christmas candies, but they're good year-round, that one of our vendors has, those chocolate drops. And they're absolutely delicious. Chocolate-covered peanuts and so much more.
All right. Well, a break is upon us, and we shall return, as they say.
A good day.
All right. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up on WPTF's Weekend Gardener, now that I've had my raw oyster. For the morning. Yeah. All right, we're back here on WPTF, the State Farmers Market in Raleigh, and Rufus' nephew Michael was asking about the berries that affect the sobriety of birds. There we go. Can we hear you now? Just American hollies? What about pyracantha? Do they? Holly berries. There've got to be some. What about ink berries? Because you talk about flocks of birds coming and eating something. And, okay, those are robins or?
What was the bear that was getting the birds drunk? Y'all talking about?
Oh, it's that thing with the horrible thorns on it. Pyracantha. Absolutely. Yeah.
Someone that can maybe understand.
That's weird. Phil, we're having some problems with
technical
your...
technical difficulties. Yeah, just grab that.
Yeah. All right, now you can talk.
So, sorry about that. We have three holly trees on the nursery property. And the robins came in right before Christmas, and they cleaned two of the holly trees. The other holly tree is still full of berries. I don't know if it's the ripeness of the berries. And I was saying, I don't know. The robins clean the other two. And usually the cedar waxwings come in around the 1st of March, the end of February, 1st of March, and clean the other one. So I'm not sure. As far as I know, they're all three American hollies, the native, because they came up from the help of a bird, I'm sure, back in the day. But I'm not sure what it is now. And pyracanthus, Rufus was saying pyracanthus too, so I'll let him talk about that. But what they do is they'll, on the hollies, they'll eat the berries, and then they'll get pleasingly high, and they'll go down and find water. They'll drink water, and they'll just kind of sit there like something's hit them, and then they'll start flying again, and a whole flock will come in at one time, and take over the tree. I mean, you can literally see the leaves and the limbs moving on the tree. It's just full.
Boy, they sober up fast, don't they?
Yeah, they do. It's weird.
I think science needs to really look into that.
I was about 2 winters ago standing in my bathroom window and looking out at the pyracantha bush. This big old fat robin was there just gorging himself, and all of a sudden he just keeled over. Old boy got drunk and fell down flat.
It's kind of like the iguanas down in Florida when it gets too cold.
Yeah,
right? Just drop out of the trees.
He went out on me. He was blown about a 15.15. And there must be something that pyracantha berry that is highly intoxicating, but it's fun to watch.
Or he hit one of those spikes on the pyracantha, and
that
gored him.
That could have shocked him to death.
Yeah, it could have knocked him right out.
That's a beautiful thing, but very, very, very dangerous to mess with the pyracantha bush.
I saw one many years ago. I don't know that it's still there. One of the beautiful buildings, historic buildings in Williamsburg, and it was like a 3-story house, and there was a pyracantha that was espaliered.
All the way up.
All the way up, yeah. Extraordinary how they did that, but that was certainly the prettiest I've ever seen. So, yeah. All right, more of the Weekend Gardener straight ahead. We'll have a little news and whatever else here on WPTF.
WPTF. WPTF News.
I'm Tony Rixby. Durham police investigating after a man shot and killed outside a food truck at North Carolina 55 and Wynn Road yesterday.
Gunshot wounds to the chest and the head, unalert, unconscious, and CPR is in progress.
Continued war paint.
Oh, we have less than a half hour. Phil, you're writing a list. You're not writing something about me, are you?
I was actually writing that Dave's looking for a landscaper, and I was actually writing Rob. I think is on the phone now.
And you're using an official Cliff Joiner.
You got that right. I couldn't be without it.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to have it.
Cliff's all over the place.
Yes, he is. And I appreciate it.
As he should be. Well, I'm glad you're doing that. Oh, yeah, everybody needs a good landscaper.
I just like to keep up with who's calling in case they call back, and then I can tune back in again.
All right, we got Rob, and I think he has some weather information. I don't know. Rob?
First of all, I just saw the robin phenomenon that you guys were talking about yesterday in my front yard.
No kidding. Now, plant was this? Which plant was this?
It was a holly bush.
Okay.
And it was a flock of robins.
Bunch of drunken robins.
Did they put a show on for you?
By the way, what I wanted to tell you was, do you know what a market gun is?
A market gun?
A market gun.
No.
Okay. I'm surprised Rufus doesn't know, but there are market guns are like scatter guns. They used to use them down on the coast to shoot birds in large quantities to bring back to the market.
Huh.
Market gun.
And they would have the barrels are like 6 and 7 feet long.
How about that? No, I never heard of that.
Yeah, they're in the museum in Raleigh.
So they like go to Manamasquite or someplace like that?
Yeah, or the Albemarle Sound or the Pamlico.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
So the Duck Albemarle hunting. And the Pamlico froze over in 1917, in December of 1917.
Wow.
The high didn't get above 20 degrees for 10 days, and it stranded guys with market guns and guys in the lighthouses. Uh-huh. No food, no water, anything.
Wow. So we...
That was in December of 1917.
So we think we have it bad right now. I can't imagine a 1917 surviving something like that.
It also killed hundreds of whales and dolphins.
Wow.
How about that? Yeah.
You got my nephew here, a former wildlife protector, listening, and we were just talking about there's no quail left anywhere. When I moved to my home in 1978 out on Lake Wheeler Road, coveys of quail would walk through the yard. I haven't seen one in 25 years.
Well, habitat, fescue. I suppose.
Fescue killed it. Fescue made them, when they put fescue down, it exposed them to the raptors. They weren't overhunted. They were wiped out by the hawks.
Huh. You're kidding me.
No.
You mean Bob White?
Wildlife, yeah.
Quail.
That's what happened to the quail. And, 20 years ago, they were trying to get farmers to leave strips of dense weeds along the fence lines for the quail.
Right.
But
right.
I don't think it ever really worked.
Yeah. Well, Michael got you a question. I got a question for you here.
Anything about the fire ants eating the nests off the eggs? You've heard anything about that?
I couldn't hear what you said.
The fire ants.
Yeah.
There's a lot of discussion about fire ants eating the eggs.
Now, that's interesting.
If there were any around, I guess they would. I think the fire ants came up here about 15 years ago.
Right.
So that could be. I haven't heard that. Have you heard that, Rufus?
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
That's coming from Mike. Michael, where'd you hear that?
I was on a show, watching a show on TV one day about it. And some guys, you know, they were talking about habitat improvement for hunting purposes and talking about the fire ant invasion. And there have been a few studies, from what I understand, that they've linked fire ants to eating the eggs.
Wow. That's interesting.
Well, thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Rob, thank you very much. That's interesting history. How about that?
Very much so.
Yeah. All right. 919-860-9783 as we quickly run out of time. Monica, you had Taste of Winter's event series that's been going on, and I'm sure it involves this building.
Definitely. Just we kind of do it, and we have the Taste of Fall, Summer, Spring, and we're doing the Taste of Winter now, and it just invites some guest vendors to be able to come in with some of their specialty food items and some of their craft items. They're setting up down in some of the vacant spaces through our farmers area and craft shed and various different places on the market. And, of course, there's no better place than the market shops to be able to also get a Taste of Winter. Stop by and get a cup of coffee or hot cocoa, and we have some folks over here with delicious breads and cakes and pies that'll go along
with
that
coffee. You
telling us. Yes.
I think we have samples of just about all of it. Golly.
Definitely. Nancy Joe's right here with the old-fashioned chocolate cake. If nobody's ever tried it, you got to do that.
Rufus has tried it. I know that.
I sure have. Is that the one with about 18? That's called an 18-wheeler.
Yeah, the little layers.
Yeah. All right, more of the Weekend Gardener coming up here at WPTF. Whatever else goes on here, a lot. And I've had a little bronchitis this week. I'm thankful to be able to, you know, if anything is going to penetrate, it's these cinnamon buns, cinnamon bread here. And it does this morning. It still, you know, it smells good. So makes me feel better. Hope you folks will come out. There are a lot of things at the farmer's market that you can enjoy. And we enjoy our listeners so much, particularly Brother Herb, who's with us. Herb, how are you today, my friend?
Good morning. I am great, and good morning, our Weekend family. Good to hear you.
Yes, sir. You're a part of that, too.
Mike, if this were Ask Your Neighbor, I would give you a recipe for that voice and throat, but anyway, I'll move on.
Anything goes, brother. Anything goes. It is Ask Your Neighbor.
I'm sure your colleagues there can give you some recipes, no problem. I have a quick question. Oh no. First of all, I want to say thank you to Rob, because Rob confirms something that I have heard and known from my grandfather for a long, long time, and that was that in 1917, the Roanoke River at Janesville froze over so much that people were driving carts, mule carts, over to Janesville Island, bringing back wood and all that. So it did actually happen.
Oh, boy. Gosh.
Absolutely. I can't imagine, though, I would be scared to death on a river frozen down there. But anyway, quick question. I have delayed pruning my rose bushes. I was going to go out and do it this weekend, but now I see we're going to be 60 degrees next week. Should I go on and do it today or wait for the next cold freeze?
Yeah.
There we go.
I think we're going to be, hey, Herb, this is Phil.
Hey.
I think we're going to be cool enough at night that you're going to be okay. I'm not an expert on roses for sure, but what kind of, are these hybrid teas?
Yeah.
Okay. If you're, I would just be really careful. You might want to call over to,
Witherspoon,
yeah, they do ours. Okay. You might want to call them and just ask, just to make sure from an expert.
Sure.
But
Herb, you know where Witherspoon is, because I think that's where we met you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Herb, if it's any good, I pruned mine last week, and I've done that all this time of year every year, and I don't have any problem with them. I don't think, if you do it the next couple of weeks, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Sure.
Just my opinion.
Sure, that's fine. Well, I've got different kinds. And I've just been, you know, you reach a certain age, you don't want to get out there in 15-degree weather.
Yeah, I understand that.
All that sort of thing. So, well, anyway, you all keep up the good work, and, you know, we love you out here. Even when we don't call, we're still listening. But,
well, I appreciate that. We love you too, Herb.
Thanks. All right. Y'all take care.
You too.
Goodbye.
Bye.
What a good man.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We got some
learned man.
Very, very loyal listeners like Dave here and Herb.
We do.
I haven't heard from Joe the Bouncer in a couple times.
Well, he may be.
Are you okay, Joe?
He's up north, farther up north. He may still be snowed in.
I don't know. After him bringing the goodies that day, the way Susan said he drove, I'm not sure. What happened to
him?
He
may be still pulled over on side of 95.
When he and negotiating. Susan got back.
Yeah. Well, bless his heart. We appreciated those delicacies a great deal. Monica, what's going to be going on here in the near future at the farmers market? Anything, any special celebration or?
Well, we're going to be continuing the Taste of Winter series I mentioned. We'll be having that right on up through February with, again, different guest vendors. You never know what you might see each weekend you come out. And, of course, all of our regular vendors are always here. They're here 7 days a week. And you can come out and shop with them, enjoy a meal at one of our wonderful restaurants down in our farmers area. Firewood is something that is always on the shopping list during the winter months, especially of keeping stocked up with that. Sweet potatoes, apples of every possible variety that you can imagine. We have those, fresh apple cider, and collard greens, turnip greens. We have kale, spinach, all that wonderful nutritious greens.
Did
that
you say
can,
kale?
Yes,
oh,
I was waiting
kale
for you to respond. We always have to mention kale for Rufus. And just so many wonderful things to come out and enjoy here at the State Farmers Market. And we, you know, Nahanna Pork Center is another one of the favorite places people like to shop. Superside is open every day. Right now they're not open on Saturdays up until March, but they'll be opening back up in March. And we hope to have a new tenant in place in March, if all goes well. Logan's Trading Center Garden Shop will be here. They are under renovations right now over at the former market imports area here on the market. And we're looking forward to having them here and can't wait to see everything that they bring to the market and the new place. They're really giving it a facelift over there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very historic company.
Yes, you know,
they've been
are
in business for a long time, and
definitely,
and were so much a part of the old farmers market downtown.
Yes, it's going full circle.
Yeah,
they were out at the old market before we moved to this location, and then they did go down to Seaboard Station, and now we'd like to say they're coming home. So it's a great thing to be a part of, and we're looking forward to that. And we'll keep everyone informed as we're getting closer to their opening date on how that's going, and I'm sure we'll probably have a big grand opening celebration over there that they'll be planning, and we'll keep everyone notified of when that's happening.
I wanted to ask Dave, something I've always been intrigued with is why do people wear shorts and wear a heavy coat? I would not be able to do that. How does one go about doing that?
Okay, well, the preface is I just came from the gym.
Okay.
So that's the shorts part of this thing, but I do tend to wear shorts most of the year as long as it's not below 20.
Your legs don't get cold.
Not at all. It's more keeping the core warm, and it's also a mindset thing.
Mindset. Now, I know kids do that. You're young, but you're not a kid. I know that you see that. But they have pretty good circulation. Rufus, since you said you have chicken legs, you don't wear shorts very often.
I wore some shorts one time. Came up, my neighbor said, "Where'd you get that chicken you wrote about?" I said, "That's it."
Yeah.
Greg Hatem, a friend of mine downtown, owns all the restaurants. Hatem wears shorts year round.
Yeah.
If you go right today and you walk into one of his restaurants and he comes by, like Raleigh Times or his other restaurants, he'll have on a pair of shorts. So there are just certain folks that like to wear them.
That's right. I'm going to ask my physician some next time I go in for a physical why I can't do that. Is there something wrong?
I'm actually roasting right now, but I wore this more for walking around down to pick up vegetables and stuff, and there tends to be a breeze through
that.
The pavilion down there.
Yeah.
So there was preparation for that, but I'm really kind of hot right here.
And me wearing corduroys and an Irish sweater here and a coat, I don't know what's wrong with me, Rufus.
I'm right there with you. My feet are freezing right now.
He has not old enough yet. He'll get there.
I don't know. I don't think I was in.
Now, Greg Hatem's about 65 now.
Really?
He's still wearing those shorts.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've always been cold-natured. I think it's just, I don't know, different.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
But I have some friends that they wear shorts all the time. So.
Now, Gerald sent me another text and said for our listener who was talking about the roses, said it's a perfect time to prune roses.
Well, I agree with Gerald.
You see, it's It's going to be cold, like we talked about. It's going to be cold at night. So anything you want to work on now to clean up or do anything like that is, I think it's going to be fine. I mean, shrubs or anything.
Yeah.
Since we're still having cold nights. And don't forget, next week, we're having the celebration next week. So don't forget that.
That's going to be fun, I'm telling you. Everybody ought to come.
These are my landscape
Campbell Road
friends.
Nursery.
That's right. We'll be celebrating at Campbell Road Nursery next week, and as
you're gonna be there,
we're celebrating
right?
here too.
Yeah. Yes.
We only have. Well, I tell you what. Why don't we? How long is the break, Joel? Oh. Okay. 3 minutes. 3 minutes. It is. All right.
Who's the lucky caller?
Do we have a caller?
I just said that.
A caller.
You're doing a game show over there, Rufus. What's going on here? We talk too much about quail. Covey of quail in Rufus's yard.
Well, be sure to come next week.
Be sure to come next week.
Yeah, 2804 Campbell Road, Raleigh, 27606. So we'll be there from 8 to 12.
There'll be food, food.
Yep. Food, food, food.
Food, food, food. And
including some of the product from the bakery in,
right.
at
it'll
South
be
Hills.
Inside, it'll be warm. It'll be sunny. Well, I don't know if it'll be sunny, but
there won't be any
warm.
Poinsettias in there.
There will not be any poinsettias, but there will be lots of other shrubs and flowers.
Phil, is it too late for people to plant bulbs? I just planted some yesterday.
No.
If you
absolutely
want to get out
left?
And
you have any left?
I do. Yes.
Warm things
we're
up a little bit.
Opening on Monday, by the way.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, we're opening great. Back on Monday.
Yeah, go get some of those last-minute bulbs. It's a good time to put them in.
Yes.
What?
And we have a new crop of pansies and snaps.
That bulbs. Now, we usually plant bulbs in December, the spring flowering, but it's fine to plant them now.
It's okay because
I mean, it's been fairly chilly.
Yeah, it's been cold. Get them in now. Just don't plant them too deeply, and they'll come right
What
out.
Do you mean by too deeply?
Don't plant them. I would plant them if they're starting to bud out, which some of them will be. I would just plant, just let the little top of the bud be right on top of the ground. Just don't maybe put
them
in.
Are you talking about
ground.
Daffodils?
Daffodils, tulips, whatever.
The general rule is about three times the height of the bulb, and so Phil's got it about right for daffodils.
Yep.
All right, let's go quickly to Brenda about seed. Brenda, we don't have long. Oh, okay. Brenda hung up. Well, she answered her question real quickly, didn't she? I don't know what's what. Will you continue, Commissioner?
Brenda, be sure and call us next time.
Yeah, come out to Campbell Road Nursery.
Yep,
that'll be good. So
I've got some tomatoes coming up, Phil, in my little hothouse out in my yard.
30 seconds.
And you have some, too, that you're growing for me. From Cousin Gladys.
Right.
Cousin Gladys.
Right.
Johnson City, Tennessee.
May she rest in peace.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you, Miss Phil. We'll see you next week in all the glory of Campbell Road Nursery. And Brother
thank
Rufus,
you,
we'll see you, too, sir. Miss Monica, thank you so much for hosting another wonderful event.
Of course. Everyone can come by and see us.
Dave, thank you for your loyalty, my friend. And all of our listeners, we love you so more than we can express. Have a great day, everybody. I hope everybody got fed, for goodness sake. I ate a raw oyster. I can't believe that.
For breakfast.